Outkick the coverage live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So we got ourselves a little bit of an update on Deshaun Watson. We will get to that here coming up momentarily here on Fox Sports Radio. He is LeVar Arrington. I'm Jonas Knox. That guy right over there is Brady Quinn. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app and wherever you are making us a part on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates all across the country.
Have you ever been in a club when it's gotten shot up?
No, yeah. I've not.
Wait, what?
I have not.
Oh man, have you ever been in the? Has that ever happened at South Bend where you were in the club and it just got shot up?
The linebacker lounge.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
What,
yeah.
What do you mean shot up? Like literally shot up?
I tell you, at a different juncture in time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yes, like literally shot up, but just not literally the way you're thinking.
Yeah,
literally.
not bullets. Yeah.
Oh. Different. Oh, but bullets, but not.
Yeah.
Bullets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I think I know where we're going.
Yeah. Down. There you go.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Love right. In the club.
So we will take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock okay. Pacific yeah. here on yeah. Fox Sports Radio. All right. Let's get into this. This is probably not the most appropriate segue, but let's get into this. Deshaun Watson. All right.
I got a theory.
All right. So LeVar's got a theory, but here is the latest on the Deshaun Watson front. And it's this according to AJ Perez of Front Office Sports, who put out a thread yesterday on the very latest with Deshaun, saying that it looks more and more unlikely he's going. There's going to be any that Deshaun Watson's criminal inquiry over allegations of sexual misconduct is going to be completed before the trade deadline. So they don't feel like there's going to be any resolution from that standpoint before the trade deadline because it's taking so long. There's some other, you know, details as to what they're waiting for, the grand jury, all these other things to finish their investigation. But he goes on to say that at least four teams remain interested in trading for Watson, with the Miami Dolphins still being the front runner. Now, I don't know where we want to take the conversation from the what the hell's taken so long. At least we've got some sort of a clarity if this report is true from AJ Perez. But then the Dolphins being rumored, you know, maybe that might lead to, you know, why he wasn't named, Tua wasn't named team captain there in Miami, because they felt like maybe there was something else down the pike. But nonetheless, here we are. We've got Deshaun Watson, still a member of the Houston Texans. He can play. It's not like he's on the commissioner. Exempt list. It's not like he's being suspended yet, but he's standing on the sideline watching the first place Houston Texans and Tyrod Taylor, LeVar Arrington.
All right, so here's my theory.
Oh, we need the music. We need the music.
Is this a conspiracy theory?
It's a conspiracy.
We need the music. Yeah. Unsolved mysteries, please.
Get that trench coat on, baby. Let's do
all right,
this.
Here we go.
All right.
Y'all ready?
Here we go.
Update. No,
not St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, this is LeVar.
All right, there we go. All right, here we go. Here's my theory. This is LeVar. Hey, hold on now.
Yeah.
Hit up races real quick though. Hit races. Did you hear what Jonas just did?
I said LeVar O. Arrington.
He said don't play that Irish
racist
music.
You dropped the O when you got into the league. What do you want from me?
It's horrible. Right, whatever. It's horrible,
got
Jonas.
To the league.
It was so horrible.
So at Penn State it was O. Arrington.
It was. Yeah. It definitely was. All right. So here's the theory. You're not going to play him. You can't play him. You have to keep him on the sideline. You're not going to trade him unless you can get the amount of money that you're, or the amount of value in getting rid of Deshaun Watson that you want to get, which they're not going to get because everybody's going to want the value proposition of getting Deshaun Watson, knowing the uncertainties of what the situation may hold. But then now you ask yourself the question, you're paying him all that money to stand and be on the bench. But then if you think about it, if you hold on to him and you sit and you wait, if there's smoke, there's probably possibly fire. So what happens is as this thing drags out, I would assume that the hope here is that something, and you hate to say, I hate to say it this way, but you need something to happen where you can retroactively go back and get the money that you're paying him right now.
Okay, so you think they're delaying?
They're delaying.
They think he's going to get popped.
They're delaying because they think that if I'm paying that much money, if I'm paying that much money to a player that I'm not going to play, I'm certainly going to invest and have my you know, these teams have so many people.
Oh, yeah, look into it.
So I'm going to have them look into it as deeply and as you know, intentional and detailed as possible. So somebody must be saying there's something there. There's something there. So don't let it out. Just sit him down and don't play him. Because if you play them, then you have the argument point that, well, I worked for my pay. So you don't play them. You let them sit. And then if something happens, then now you're able to actually go back and try to get recoup all the money that you've been giving them.
Here's my question. Brady, if you trade him and something ends up happening afterwards, like the Texans are off, they can't go back and get any of the money at that point, right? Or can they?
Well, first off, I'll just say this. It's a great theory. I don't even want to call this a conspiracy theory.
I think
LeVar is on to what they're trying to do.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I honestly do not know, though, how it would work if they could exercise a trade. I would imagine that if they could exercise a trade, the monies that were owed to Deshaun or whatever he was being paid, those would be subject to trying to get them back. Which it's always hard, I think, and this is just outside of professional sports. It's hard in any business where when you pay someone and then you're like, no, hold up. That didn't work out right. You didn't do this right. Good luck getting it back.
You mean like Calvin Johnson and the Lions, you mean?
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he wants his $1.6 million back. Good luck getting it back.
Now, right.
That might be a little easier than it would be in this case, but I think LeVar's onto something. I don't know how it would work, though, if he was to get traded, because I think there would be so many clauses within that trade that would, you know, kick in for whether it was draft picks or even compensation that team trading for Deshaun Watson would be on the hook for, or maybe if it was the Texans in this case. It is just such a big question mark to me. And I do think that if they did try to play him, I wonder if the NFL would just put him on the exempt list and do it then. Like, I wonder if that's what they're waiting on. Or, as I said before, if they're thinking that maybe this thing could settle and then that clears things up. Because whether it's a criminal case or a civil case, it's going to take too long.
Yeah.
You know, the trade deadline's going to pass. It's not going to be until next you know, spring where you get some of this stuff coming out. But I think LeVar is dead on with what he thinks is going to happen with this, at least as it stands right now.
Yeah.
I mean, this could change in a week.
I mean, you got to think if you do – again, if you do play him, then Deshaun Watson and his representation has every right to say, listen, I worked for my wage. Like,
well, but there's still clauses there where they could come back and say, you know, player conduct policy, we understand you played, but still we're still doing this on the side.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think that's the leverage, right? I mean, it's like, oh, well, why wouldn't you just trade them and get rid of them? Because you do not want to eat all of that money that you're paying them.
Well, I think they don't want to play him because he doesn't want to be their one.
True.
Which is the one issue. And then I think they're concerned about him getting hurt, which is
a reality. And that's another part of it. Yeah, that's another part of it.
Because then you have no trade value at all if he's not able to play and he's got this legal issue.
But with everybody looking at it as a value proposition, he doesn't want to be there. You don't want to play him. You don't want to get him hurt. Take this deal. It's like, no, we're not going to take this deal. Because we're not going to eat the amount of money, what the deficit is between what you're asking for and what we're paying him. So the idea of it is our leverage is we're going to get this money back one way or the other. We're either going to get it through the trade and it's going to feel comfortable with what we get in this trade and the value of that, or we're going to wait it out. We're going to wait it out and we're going to get the results we need to be able to go after this money retroactively and cancel the contract altogether.
So this, according to AJ Perez, in his tweet thread, he said that sources tell him prosecutors have yet to present the case, at least in full, to the grand jury. These type of criminal investigations aren't sprints. Investigators have a lot of people to interview, many stemming from the 22 lawsuits filed against Watson earlier this year. There's some hope that the grand jury will have its decision in October. So, that's just, you know.
You got to go through, like, understand this. It's one thing to go into the legal system over one situation, one, right? Like, you be sitting at home stressed out. I've seen it, right? I've seen it. I have nothing to do with it, but okay. I've seen people stress out over one case.
We want to clear that up here.
Like, you know, one case. Yeah, not me, but one case. You're talking about this dude has to clear 20 two times.
And that's this just goes back to the original point when all of this stuff happened. And we don't know whether or not the stuff that is being claimed is true. But what are the odds that 20-something people are all lying?
20-some.
Yeah, like, well, with all the same sort of scenarios playing out in the same way.
I lived this in real life. I lived this in real life. when that Penn State stuff started bubbling up, I lived this in real time, bro. So when all these people started coming forward, and then you start, like, it's like, damn. You know what I mean? Like, I know him. I know that one. I know that he, they're men now, but I knew him. You know, and it's like, you're seeing it in real time, and it's like, oh, they're lying, they're lying, they're lying. And it's like, man, all these people aren't lying.
Yeah,
man.
same sort of similar situation.
Here's still what I don't get about this entire thing, okay? Is there have been in some instances, Deshaun Watson's representation has admitted that any sexual acts that took place were consensual.
Correct.
But was there not money paid? Like, they were brought in for professional services.
Yep.
So isn't he technically admitting to prostitution?
Yeah,
I mean that's the thing that I don't get about all of this that, like, we haven't really talked about. Excuse me, but
oh,
like,
no, that one could get caught in your throat. You got to clear that one out sometime.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. 100%. It's like it's an uncomfortable conversation. Yeah. But even if it was consensual, that doesn't mean there wasn't any wrongdoing going on.
Right,
especially if it was those money exchanged for what was taking place.
I guess they're trying to say the money was exchanged for the massage, but everything else that happened was consensual.
And, right, and that's a but
hard,
like,
that is a very
so
hard
did make,
argument.
Did Robert Kraft make that case? Is that?
Oh, I mean, geez.
I'm just saying. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna stay away from that one. But I will say this. I will say this.
Yeah, there's the grab lab, and then there's the grab lab. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't. That's what I'm saying. Is why are we making this
that red light district? You know, you see the red light. You know, you go in and it's a massage.
What do you mean that a strip palm up in West Palm? It's a nice area. We got a Publix right down the way.
I'm just saying.
It puts a new meaning to the term Palm Beach, right?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It might be your best one. That might be your best one. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
That might be your best one. I don't even know how to respond. I don't even know what lane to go down on that one.
That was amazing.
I don't know where I'm at right now. Pineapples, safe word.
Yeah,
safe
there's all sorts of landmines out there.
Yeah.
But there's got to be something to this, right?
I think that's why they're waiting. I honestly think that's why they're waiting. And again, if you are a business – and you have all the resources that the Houston Texans have, why would you not be looking deeply into what's going to play out?
Have you noticed how nice they're playing it with Deshaun too?
Leave it alone.
Yeah, they're just playing nice.
We're going to get you.
It's Deshaun's been great. No distraction. Nothing. Hey, everything's cool here. We're all good here. Everything's fine. Like they've played this nice ever since the season started to be as professional as possible, which tells you what? That they've got something going on? That there's something that the Houston Texans
are building
a
case,
yes,
for sure.
Yeah, that is so interesting how this whole thing
is. I kind of feel bad, though, man. I mean, obviously, the whole situation's a mess.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no winner in any of this. I mean, obviously, the alleged victims.
Right.
You know, you look at the fan base there. You look at the team, even though, you know, they got off to a good start, I guess. I just – the whole thing, no one wins in this whole deal. That's the tragedy, this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's sad to see. And even for him to be a part of it and have, you know, whatever sort of issues are going on, I mean, it's just the whole thing is sad. It really is.
And how is your reputation not – I mean, his reputation's ruined.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, there's no...
100%.
How do you bounce back from that? All right, you go to a new city. Like, all right, we're giving you a new start, new city. But, again, we talk... I joke about it a lot, but cancel culture is real.
Yes.
He gets up out of this situation unscathed. You best believe there are going to be people that aren't okay with it, and they're going to make it very uncomfortable for him.
Hey, man, Philly... was
bro,
picketing when they made the move to bring
bad.
In Michael Vick.
It was
they were
bad.
Picketing, and those were dogs.
Yeah.
Like,
well, somebody got upset when you just said that. You know, dogs
well,
are
mean,
people,
listen.
Too.
Well, again, if you got a problem just with that. So you know.
I mean, some of us feel that way. Yeah. Others, like, they forget about their dog that died 12 years
ago. Listen,
I always tell people, if you could go purchase it or you could get it from a cage, a kennel somewhere, please don't compare me to a dog.
Okay.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
We need more dogs. All right.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio.
That's how you gonna come in.
He's LeVar Arrington.
Hello, everybody out there.
Oh man, that guy's Brady Quinn. I'm Jonas Knox with you here on FSR.
Birdo didn't like that intro.
By the way, coming up in a little over 5 minutes from now, we are gonna have the next edition of Animal Thunderdome.
Yeah.
So if you thought cow tipping was one thing, wait till you hear what Danny has to say about a human being getting mutilated by some praying mantis somewhere.
I wonder. PETA people get upset about Animal Thunderdome.
Nah, they can kiss my ass. Like somebody in PETA's never had a tuna sandwich. Get out of my face.
I actually think it's a nice gesture because what we're essentially saying is like, we got to stay out of the animal's way.
Yeah.
You know? Because they will mess you up.
But, I agree.
But what if the animal got in your way and then messed you up? Like, are you upset with the animal hurting the person?
No, because that's nature, man. Yeah, like, we're on their territory. We're in their world.
Exactly.
You know?
No, they're in our world. We are the apex predator.
Well, listen, me being the king of mammals.
I don't know.
Me being the king of mammals. I don't know.
If you don't have a gun on you,
I'm about to say, I got an AR. I got an AR with extended clips that say I'm the apex predator out here. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Randy Orton's apex predator.
Hey, when you get in the water and those sharks are around,
I got a harpoon. I got a harpoon that says that I'm the apex predator here.
You got a what?
Harpoon.
Okay. All right.
I'll fire off. I'll bust off, too.
All right. So we move on from that over to this. Hard Knocks will be back, folks, but it will be back in a different form because we are going to have an in-season Hard Knocks. How about that? It was announced at halftime that the NFL, at halftime of Thursday night's game, will do a multi-episode Hard Knocks, but it'll be featuring the Indianapolis Colts, and it will debut on November 17th. All right, so
somebody said Carson Wentz's zit's going to get a.
So listen,
a weekly spot on Hard Knocks.
Let me tell you something. let me tell you something. There's people out there that are known for discovering bands. We discovered that zit on the back of Carson Wentz's neck, and that thing's going to be in prime time on Hard Knocks.
I don't want to be a part of the week. Can that just be you? You kind of discovered.
Okay, here's what we know about Hard Knocks. All right. We know this about Hard Knocks. If you are featured on Hard Knocks, you're not going to win a Super Bowl. How do we know that? Because it's never happened. We also know that you're most likely not going to reach a conference finals because how do we know that? Or a conference championship game because one team has done it in the history of teams that have been featured on Hard Knocks. So what we're saying here is that if you had the Indianapolis Colts winning the AFC South, LeVar, if you had the Colts winning the AFC South, you are screwed, my friend, because this is not good that the Indianapolis Colts are going to be featured in Hard Knocks.
They didn't look good.
No.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, because their quarterback had his career ruined by the Washington football team in week one last year.
Is that what it was?
Yes. He was never the same after that second
half. I kind of feel like I've got a conspiracy on this thing.
All right, here we go. Little conspiracy theory. Here we go.
I don't. This isn't as good as LeVar's, but I think HBO had to do this.
Here we go.
I think HBO had to do this because
tell us why.
If they didn't, someone else would. Like, we've always had, we've had series at the college level. We've got that, what is it, Last Chance U, right?
Yes.
We've got all these other series that actually are filmed in season, and it's not just a training camp buildup. And so I think if HBO didn't move on this, someone else would have signed some agreement with the NFL to do it in season, or maybe teams would start doing more of it, because I do think you see a little bit of that. So I actually think this is like that move where, you know, Hard Knocks is probably, I don't want to say fizzled, but I don't think it has the same sort of impact that it used to have.
Last Chance U is, if not my favorite Netflix show, it's got to be in the discussion.
Well, it's the only Netflix show you watch.
Well, no, because it's look, if you've ever spent any time around JUCO football, that's as real as it gets. Like that show is that's real. Hard Knocks feels like it's played up to the cameras too much. It's a bunch of guys who know that they're going to be featured. It's downtime with Dak and
Z
playing cards.
It's big budget. It's big budget versus smaller budget, and that smaller budget comes across way more organic.
Do you think – we know Jim Irsay loves a mic and some other things. Well, so we know that about Jim Irsay. do you think that Frank Reich wants anything to do with this?
Probably not, because of the possibilities of some of this becoming a more of a headache and a train wreck.
Yeah.
But not the Hard Knocks part of it. Just the season in general.
Yes.
I wouldn't want that to play out on camera. Like I would not.
If I'm a coach and I don't like the idea of my team being, because no coach wants to be on, like
I was about to say, I don't know that there are any coaches. There may be a few.
Gruden seemed like he was
like
into it.
Gruden would be okay with it.
Gruden seemed like he was kind of into it.
Probably like a Raheem Morris would be okay with it. I'm not sure. Probably a Jack Del Rio when he was a head coach, he'd probably be okay with it. But there aren't going to be too many guys that are going to be okay with the cameras being that intrusive or that present. A lot of people – go ahead.
No, I just think it takes away from the focus of what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
And it's hard enough to win in the NFL, and then you got to factor in all that stuff. You know, and you feel like you can't – communicate maybe how you really want to in some of those moments because there's a camera around. Like I don't think you ever get comfortable, no matter how much the cameras are around. I never feel like you get comfortable and can't communicate the way you probably need to at times. And so I think when a team signs up for it, it's almost like a clear indication of their priority is not so much about winning. It's more about branding. And it's more about trying to grow whatever it's their team's brand, the player's brand, whatever the case may be. I always feel like it's a bad sign if you see someone who's like for Hard Knocks or excited about it. Then I think they're focused on the wrong thing.
It's Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Coming up 15 minutes from now, it came down to the wire last night in the game between the Washington football team and the Giants, but we're not talking about the actual game. You will not believe how something on this show was determined based on what happened last night. We've got I don't know if there's a scandal, but just a stunning development we'll have for you here 15 minutes from now. Right now, though, it is time for something we do on the show called this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just glad I was there.
Boys and girls.
I thought he thought I was like this ginormous piece of chicken.
Dying time's here.
I have a boa constrictor stuck to my face.
Ma'am, you have a what?
This is Animal Thunderdome.
And for that, we turn it over to Danny G, our executive producer, to find out what the hell has happened this week in the world of animals versus human beings.
All right, let's start with something fun. The death stories can wait. An Illinois teenager on a fishing trip to a Minnesota lake broke a state record when he reeled in a 46 and a quarter inch pike. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources say that Brecken Kobalecki, 15, was fishing on Basswood Lake when he reeled in this gigantic pike. This thing is huge. It's the fish is almost bigger than him. He told the department that the fish was difficult to land because they hooked it, but he was barely hooked, so they could hardly land it due to the size of and weight of the fish. It was photographed, and then he put it back into the lake. The department said that the fish was actually reeled in back in June, but it took state officials about 3 months to review the evidence and award Kobielecki the record for largest catch and release pike caught in the state. They had to compare, like, forensically the pictures and everything. They went real deep on this. The previous record was 45 and a quarter inches and was reeled in from Rainy River in 2018.
Hmm. So what's the point of catching it if you're not going to take it home?
Is to be able to break the record.
Yeah, but I mean,
with the same fish, we're going to go to these waters and we're going to catch that fish. It should be a little healthier.
So what, you go to a car dealership and take a picture next to a car, but you don't drive it off the lot?
Oh, you haven't looked on social media lately? All these people, they'll go sit next to a private plane. They'll be like, flying private today, and meanwhile you see them sitting in the exit row.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Or it's just a studio. You know, they do these photo shoots in studios.
Do they?
And they look like private planes. And you walk out. It's a studio.
Really?
Yes.
People do that?
For their social media.
Jesus. Oh, dude. That's a real thing?
Yes.
That's a real thing, man.
Oh, my God. Losers,
they're out there tricking everyone.
Losers.
Yeah. Hey, how about this, though? How big is that fish going to sound when he tells this story in, like, 5 years?
Oh. It'll be 60 inches.
Yeah.
Right.
60 inches.
It'll be bigger.
Yeah.
Probably a little girthier, too.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Oh.
All right, here's the part where I have to give
pike.
The warning.
Pike we're talking about. Okay.
You know my man.
Pike. It gets real out here in these streets. You got to stay warm, man.
Did you say pipe or pike?
Pike.
Okay, sorry.
Pike. With
so,
a K.
If you have a weak stomach, please keep it on your affiliate or on the iHeart app there, but lower the volume for a minute or two here. All right, 504-pound alligator killed a 71-year-old Louisiana man in Hurricane Ida floodwaters. Yeah. It's been captured with what appears to be human remains in its stomach, the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office says. The 12-foot alligator's capture ended a two-week search by local and state agencies for Timothy Satterly Sr., who had last been seen on August 30th checking the storm damage outside his home in Slidell, about 35 miles northeast of New Orleans. The attack occurred the day after Ida, of course, one of the most powerful hurricanes ever to strike the U.S. Gulf Coast. Once the alligator was searched, it was discovered to have what appears to be human remains inside its stomach, the sheriff's office said. Investigators are working with the St. Tammany Parish Coroner's Office to verify those remains belong to Timothy Satterly. The agents set traps, which proved successful. The agents then euthanized and cut open the alligator, and that's when they discovered the body parts. It was the upper parts of a human body.
What are the what's the investigation for? Cause of death? I don't know. What do you think he died of? I mean, come on, guy got ripped in half.
Well, he could have drowned, and then the gator ate him.
Yeah, who cares? So what are you gonna arrest the water?
I mean, I don't think you're gonna arrest the gator either.
Yeah,
are you?
I mean, well, you can't now. It's dead. I mean, they
euthanized it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't think they're gonna like have the gator hold trial for the gator.
I don't know, but like, what happened to the bottom half? Is this like the part in Jaws where he's talking about running into his buddy? He's out on the water. He's like, 1100.
Can we get the bell, please? Get the bell for a Jaws reference.
1100
so
men went into the water.
It's crazy how they spotted this huge gator.
How'd they find it?
This Captain Lance Vitter, he's a spokesperson for the sheriff's office there. He said that they sent out a drone looking for this 400-pound gator, and that's how they 500-pound gator. That's how they spotted it from above.
Well, yeah, because they saw him picking shoelaces out of his teeth.
Well, I mean, he clearly was out there looking for people checking the water damage.
It's a huge problem with hurricanes and floodwaters.
Like, literally a huge problem.
Yeah.
Let's move to India.
All right.
Yeah.
Love this, Indian food.
That's got to be a tiger.
A tiger or a snake.
Yeah.
It's one animal we see at the zoo, but we don't ever think about it being out on the loose. A hyena.
Oh.
Huh.
Was reportedly suffering infection. Rabies, maybe? It attacked two people near Kaperti Village. According to reports, the hyena was found dead later.
Oh.
It's being said that the infection probably caused the death, obviously, but what happened is it irritated this wild animal, causing it to attack two people there. The Hindustan Times reported that several forested patches in that area are home to a large number of hyenas. According to the report, this rabid hyena attacked an elderly man who was hospitalized. He's in serious but stable condition. And then the second victim was a man riding down the road on his motorcycle. The hyena knocked him off his bike and attacked him.
Well, he was trying to get a ride, and the guy, you know, wanted to blow past him. I mean, the hyena had his thumb up. The guy's not going to stop. He's got to take matters into his own hands. And look, Brady had to do the same thing to get to work today.
Did you know that hyenas, the females are the dominant figures in hyena groups? They actually have mock units.
Sounds like a couple of friends I have.
They have mock units, and they're actually, so you can't tell basically the female from the male, but they're the ones that the matriarchs run.
Did you say
hyena.
Mock units?
Yes. I didn't want to say, you know, say it on air.
Fake cranks?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I should tell you the
There's
time.
Some interesting facts.
I had an in-depth trivia. Conversation with Jordy Nelson about a gomer, which is a whole, I mean, I don't even know if we could talk about this on air. But it's for, like, studding out cattle.
Oh, okay.
And what they do with those things, it's a whole – I mean, that's just a wormhole you do not want to go down.
Yeah.
But it reminded me of that.
Yeah.
They actually have harder bites than lions. They're just as fierce predators as lions
are. How big is a hyena? Hyenas aren't that big,
Some
right?
are big. Some All are right. big. Some aren't as big.
I could take a hyena.
Hey, okay. Hey, LeVar.
Yes.
Jonas or a hyena? They're both in a closed room. Who wins?
Come on, LeVar.
I mean, where the apex does he have a weapon?
Nothing. It's just his hands.
Jonas would be shook. Uh-huh. He'd be leaves in the wind.
That's right. I'll put him in an anaconda choke.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. Wrap him.
I mean, if your life is on the line,
I'll strangle his life away from him.
There you go.
And then I'll talk to him.
You
got to
figure out some way of choking it out.
I don't know, man. That hyena would be like. Like, you put me in the room with this guy.
Man. It is Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Coming up next, there was a result from last night's game in the NFL that is unique to this show and this show alone. You don't want to miss it. It's next here on FSR.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Carmen and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In a little over 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, we are going to get into the game of the weekend in the NFL. And there is some not so good news coming out for one team. They could be completely snake bit this entire season. So we will have that for you here coming up a little over 10 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. So we've been talking a little bit about the Thursday night football game, the win for the Washington football team over the New York Giants. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but the prop bet monster that we did yesterday.
Yeah. Which,
I make my own prop bets, and it comes down to the wire, you know, in this game last night. What we do, for those of you that are not familiar, I will make my own prop bets, and I will offer them up to Brady and LeVar, and they compete against each other to see who can come out on top each and every week. And we account Thursday night football and Monday night football because those are standalone games, and it gives everybody who's listening an opportunity to watch and play along. So we did some goofy stuff like, you know, when does Daniel Jones fumble the ball? He didn't. Yeah. So, you know, of course that happened after we make that as a prop bet. We also did, you know, which freak injury to a Washington quarterback do they show first? They didn't actually show anything.
They didn't show anything.
And, you know, we even asked, you know, will we see another plumbing issue? issue. I didn't see a plumbing issue. Nope. And then also, which DC tourist attraction is shown first? They actually showed the Capitol building. They showed the Capitol building, which we didn't offer up because we had important things like the White House, the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, and the Camelot Show Bar Strip Club.
Yeah.
So basically, everybody was getting shut out. Everybody was getting shut out in this game until the end. And I noticed this on the final touchdown, the final Washington touchdown, which was the nice throw from Taylor Heinicke to Ricky Seals-Jones in the back of the end zone. I noticed something, and one of the prop bets that we had in the game yesterday was a LeVar Arrington jersey sighting.
Yes.
Now, LeVar said no. There will not be a LeVar Arrington jersey sighting.
Yeah.
Brady said yes.
Yeah.
And if you watch on replay slowly in the corner of the end zone, in one of the first two rows, there is a number 56 Washington football team jersey.
Way.
Yes, there is. Find the highlight of the Ricky Seals-Jones touchdown catch in the corner of the end zone. There is a 5'6". I know that's LeVar Arrington's jersey. Who the hell else wore a 5'6"?
It wouldn't be anyone else. It would not be anyone else. It's only Sticks.
I
LeVar,
don't buy it.
LeVar, I'm telling you, watch any
check
replay.
The tape. Check the tape. We've got like eight people behind the scenes. Someone's got to be able to find
that. Yes, watch any replay. You can see a 5'6 in the front row. And so with that, Brady Quinn won Thursday night's prop bet monster because you were Mr. Negative. You were negative.
I don't buy it.
Well, listen, I'm telling you, I don't lie about this stuff. I rewound it and made sure that I saw a 5'6 there. I'm telling you, I went back and looked at it.
Well, shouts out to the person that was wearing my
jersey. Yeah, because look, I mean, who would it be? Kurt Covea? You know what I mean?
Kurt Covea is a good dude.
I know he is, but they're not wearing a 5'6 because of Kurt Covea. It's not happening.
Did he wear 5'6?
I think so. Hmm. I just wanted to show off that I did a little research.
He won
this
a Super Bowl.
Well, listen,
I believe.
Okay,
hey,
well, listen,
Kurt Covell
well, listen,
Super Bowl.
The important thing is that Brady won the prop bet monster. That's the important thing.
All right.
Because
all right.
There was a – why would you think
– I think we're going to find more of these, like, 0-for-4, like, where nothing even comes into play.
Well, it's because Jonas is picking.
As long as we get a result, who cares? Well, I mean, like, we don't need shootouts here. I mean, who cares? As long as we're getting a result.
Hey, how crazy is it
all
that
I know
I
is
lose on myself?
I know.
I didn't tell LeVar this the other day. But I went back and just started watching some of LeVar highlights. I was getting pumped up for the Auburn game. I was doing some research for it. I was like, I'm gonna turn on some Sticks, man. Because I remember when I was like coming up and watching him through junior high and high school.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was a bad man.
Like,
LeVar was a guy who was like before his time.
Mm.
Like that's how, because he was generationally like that when he was playing, but like he could still play in today's game.
Mm.
Like I always look at myself and I'm like, thank God. I wish I was born like 10 years earlier than I was, because I was more of a pocket passer. I could move a little bit. But like today's game, you got to be able to move, man. You got to be able to run if you're a quarterback. Like you have to be able to – like Tom Brady gets away with it because he's been on great teams and he's got great pocket movement. He's accurate, all that good stuff. But the rest of these cats have to actually be able to run. You have to nowadays.
Yeah.
That was not my game. Mm. LeVar's game could, like, it would have worked 100 years ago or 100 years before.
I'd be too physical for today's game, though. I'd be getting a penalty almost every
play. Figured out, though.
By the way, probably.
The roughing the passer on Chase Young.
Oh, it's horrible.
I mean, what are we doing, man?
It's horrible.
What are we doing
He actually
here?
Tried to pull up. You got to be more of an athlete to not it's hit so the quarterback but the, and hit the quarterback.
Don't you,
Chase Young's going to get hurt. Like he's going to get hurt.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Like, aren't you putting yourself in harm's way by having to pull up in the middle of a play?
And that's the
you
face of your franchise.
Somebody?
Like,
yes.
You're penalizing a face of a franchise.
Yeah, well, listen, I think your negativity towards yourself cost you the prop bet monster.
Sorry,
is what I think.
But I'm glad Brady was on my side. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
and I appreciate the compliment.
Man. Everybody's a winner here on Fox Sports Radio. You know what I mean, my man?
I hear you.
It's mean on these streets.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.